Blessings, blessings, blessings. This is Dr. Angel Williams, and I'm here for another Royal Wednesdays. So today, we're going to be very, very transparent. And I want to speak on battles, eternal battles, how you handle it, you know, when it comes, how you know. And I'm going to tell you something, eternal battles is something where people don't realize. You can be fighting with your mental health. You can be fighting with the spirit eternally and nobody knows. Your outer appearance is not different. You know, you can be a happy-go-lucky person. You can be, you know, your energy is high. You just on a high. You just showing that nothing is bothering you. But internal, something's bothering you. But that external looks totally different. They don't really recognize what's going on, you know. And I'm going to tell you about me. I was in a relationship that in the beginning I saw signs that wasn't so right. And I said, well, you know, person's polite. I give them a chance. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to, you know, stuff like that. I'm just going to ignore some signs and stuff. And I'm just going to, you know, just go with the program. You know, they were polite. They were had a good family. So I said, okay, well, let me try to, you know, see how it goes. Let me date, you know, let me enjoy, let me get the courting. And it's been a while for me to get courted. So me being courted by this gentleman, he presented himself like he was loving, he was caring, hardworking, you know, want a serious relationship, how he prayed for me and different things like that. You know, I got love bombed. I got a love bomb with a sting. You know, some people can love bomb you for a moment of time, but he was very consistent. But then it was a love bomb with a sting, I call it, that it lingered for a little while. And then once a tragedy happens, the habits and what they had resurface. So by this time, you know, everything going well and I done open up. I done, you know, been trusting of this person to let's get things and do things together. Let's, you know, I was proposed to, I was engaged now, you know, we trying to build income together. We trying to save, we trying to, you know, we go on dates together and fellowship. And now we done got intimate. Now you going to church with me. Now we going here, we going there. And, you know, all around, it was just, you know, doing things with the Lord and networking and different things like that. It came to the point where I had to learn that I can't trust everybody. And, you know, I was being isolated from my family. And just a lot of stuff was going on. And when it comes down to going through situations where... So those internal battles that you go through, people don't see. So anyway, you know, everything was going where it's supposed to go. Everything was on the high and high. I was on the good foot. All of a sudden, something happens. Well, 3 o'clock in the morning, I was woke. And I end up seeing a light in the bathroom. And I kind of got out of bed to look at the light. And I saw where he was doing drugs. Didn't know what he was doing. Didn't understand it because it was only a few drugs that I knew about. And that one was definitely wasn't one of them. So I figure out, I asked somebody that I know. You know, it was a pipe, glass pipe. I asked somebody I know and they said, Angel, this is crack. And I said to myself, crack? And they said, yes. Whatever person or whoever person you know, you need to separate yourself. So for a second, I said to myself,
on crack? Like, they a crackhead or they on crack or whatever? Didn't want to accept it right away. You know, I just was kind of like, you know, God can change them. You know, God can touch his heart, you know, blah, 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 cause him to move forward and move away from the drugs. So I thought, but you know, it's got to be a person desire to want to change. And if they don't, you can't change them. So with that being said, you know, I try to be an influence. I try to encourage or to do that with, but it just wasn't working. And as he realized that I am, you know, he was comfortable with me while he was on the drugs. He didn't care about respecting me, respecting who I was and stuff like that. That went out the window. So now I'm being disrespected. I'm being, you're being argumentative with me. You're, you know, being evil. You're not doing what you were doing when you got me. Okay. So now that you're comfortable with disrespecting me, now that's all I got was disrespect. So now eternally, I'm thinking, and I made a mistake and get with this guy and he's not what I thought he was. Now I'm embarrassed, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm backed in a corner because it's like, what can I do? You know, because everybody knows him. Everybody know him. Everybody, you know, they're comfortable with him, stuff like that. So I'm like, God, how can I get out of this situation? Like, how? You know, because everybody know him. So I'm kind of stuck in a situation where I'm not able to get out and I don't feel no help. I don't feel no support. I just don't know. So anyway, with that being said, you know, I battled eternally with that, going through things with disrespect, you know, trying to preach, trying to go to school at the same time. I'm being disrespected. I'm being manipulated. I'm being embarrassed. And I'm to the point now, I'm like, why am I keep running into people that don't value me? I'm like, God, is it this meant for me to be single? Is it like, why I keep running into these people? And then I'm looking around and I'm seeing people that I knew, and no judgment here, that I knew was just like straight, what you would call a whore, WHORE, a whore. They didn't care who they slept with. They had them all in rotation. And you got a good quality husband. And I'm looking at them like, I'm a woman that respect myself. Everybody in this pounce on me. But yet, I get someone that don't value me. They don't see me less than. And I'm just like, what's going on here? You know? So I'm battling eternally with this. I'm battling because I'm like, God, what is up? Why I keep running into men that don't value me, you know? So, and I'm stuck with this. So now I'm like, well, I might as well deal with this. I guess this is the best I can get, you know? You fall into that. And now I'm like, well, you know what? I shouldn't even preach because this here is just, it came to get heavy, you know? I'm going to speaking engagements and you're doing something to cause me agony. You know, you caused me some aggravation. This nerve wracking to have somebody nagging, you know, and it's intentionally to get me off course, but I have to pray and get my mind in tune to the Lord so I can be able to speak and do what thus says the Lord, you know? So I'm going through that, you know, back and forth drama, back and forth this, back and forth that. I'm like, Lord, I don't know what you're doing in this season, but God, I'm going to need you to speed it up a little bit so I can get through this. Because this, I don't know. Fell into a depression and tried to commit suicide, tried to avoid what I was dealing with. And God still comfort me and showed me love, but let me know that I wasn't by myself. And I would need to get the energy to, God gave me the energy to be able to move away from the situation because it could have been worse. You know, he tried to kill me, tried to kill my self-esteem, tried to kill what's on the inside of me. That spirit that was in him was trying to destroy the Lord that's in me. God was in me, you know. He carried me. He kept me. He gave me strength. He loved me. Everything I need was in Yah. But I'm with this man that didn't respect me, that didn't care for me. But everybody around me, they was like, you know, Angel's so happy, you know. She make people laugh, but people don't know, you know, in that laughter, it be tears behind that laughter. I have to laugh to keep from crying. I have to laugh to keep from going insane. I have to laugh to keep my insanity. So I will make people laugh. I will make people laugh tremendously. Like, they're laughing and they're just excited. They're just, but me, I'm eternally bleeding. And it got to the point where I tried to give up and it just, God wouldn't allow me. So I had to fall and lean on him. So that past pain that I was going through, God allowed me to go through it and to overcome it. And during that process, I released what the enemy called himself trying to do in my life.